15 of the podcast.
Tay Podcast.
Tay Podcast.
Alright.
The Fallen Revolution Podcast.
First of all.
Alright, Zan wants to say something first.
This is episode 15.
Yeah, we just said that over and over.
This is big.
What's so big? We've got some call-ins.
Oh, I know some things that are big, but I'm not allowed to say them on the podcast. However.
That's disgusting. But
what we do have is episode 15, which is... Tay, second as much content as we've ever had. I think so.
That's kind of funny.
There's no Tommy Tallarico, but we have 102 questions.
By Travis.
If anyone listened to the last podcast, he came out for us. He came out with the 100 questions.
We said 100 questions, then he gives 102.
Yeah, 100 questions and some.
We want to get it out of the way, so we're going to open the podcast up with the 102 questions.
Indeed we are.
Get those out of the way, and then get to the rest of the content. And then we'll do the rest of the user stuff later.
Alright.
So.
102 questions.
Here's how it's going to go. I'm going to read the question, then Zan's going to answer, and then I'm going to answer. And then I'm going to read the next question.
Alright.
We're going to try and go as fast as we can. And, alright, number one. What do you think of Battlefield 2141?
Never heard of it.
Wasn't that Battlefield 2142?
Oh, that game?
Whatever.
Never
number two.
It.
Have you guys seen the new memory stick called the Sony Micro?
No.
Nope. Number three. What's the worst computer you have owned?
My own Gateway.
My very first laptop, a 486. Four. What do you think of the game Test Drive Unlimited?
WTF is that?
Never played it. Number five. What do you think... Wait, what's your favorite wireless keyboard?
All I have to say about that is funny capitalization choices.
Yeah, very odd, but my Logitech that I use. Number six, what do you think of T-Mobile?
My girlfriend used to use that.
Terrible. Number seven, what do you like to do in your spar time?
It's spar, of course. It's spar time.
Well, if it's sparring time, then it's sparring.
Yeah, that's what you do.
If he meant spare time, we're just going to assume he didn't, and he really meant spar. Number eight, think of the FIFA World Cup.
Let's think, Mark. Good thoughts. Next.
Yeah. Hold on, start reading more questions.
What?
We're on number nine.
Okay.
Read it.
What is your favorite game on the Genesis?
One of the Sonic games, I can't decide.
Sonic 2. What do you think of DOA Beach Volleyball?
The awesome game.
It's sexy. What do you think of Europe?
England's kind of cool. Other than that, meh.
They dress funny. What do you think of Call of Duty 2 for the Xbox 360?
Meh.
A wretched mess.
Alright, I'll start from here again. Number 13, what do you think of Killer 7?
I don't.
You don't think?
No, I don't.
I think it's amazing. 14. What do you think of Final Fantasy 12?
I think it's going to be amazing.
I think it lets me down.
God.
15. If you could live anywhere, where would it be?
Not Hawaii.
16. Who is your ISP?
Intellectual Service Provider?
No.
Internet Service Provider?
Yes.
Comcast.
17. What do you think of the Virtual Boy?
The Virtual Boy is pretty good AI.
I think it's awesome. 18. What do you think of Def Jam Fight for New York?
By the way, all these things I'm acting like I don't know what they are. I actually do. But, don't let Travis know that. do you gamble?
We just skipped.
Oh, what did we skip?
It's number 18. What do you think of Def Jam Fight for New York?
I don't.
He doesn't think. I don't really think about it either, though. Think about it. 19. Do you gamble?
Let's wrestle.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I gamble.
Yes. 20. Have you ever been to a different country?
Mexico.
None.
Margaritas. Woo!
21. What's your favorite soda?
Cream soda.
Pepsi. 22. What do you think of the car FJ Cruiser? Cruiser.
Skip.
23. If you could own any car, what would it be? I'm just trying to follow the capitalization here.
A Subaru WRSTI.
Starsky and Hutch car.
WRSTI.
24. What year did you buy FF7?
97.
99. 25. What year did you buy your PS1?
97.
99. 26. What's your TV provider?
Comcast.
I don't know if that means cable or the manufacturer. I'm going to say Samsung there for the manufacturer. 27. What's your favorite TV channel? Channel?
I guess channel would be my favorite TV channel.
I guess that.
I'd be like asking, who's my favorite TV Chappelle? You know, it has to be Chappelle.
It's like asking, what's your favorite out of one thing?
Exactly.
28. What's your favorite TV show?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Thundercats.
Used to be Attack of the Show, but now I'm not too sure. 29. What's the worst piece of S game you have ever played? So pretty much, what's the worst game?
With a whole bunch of curses in it. Let me think about that. You keep going.
Okay, real fast. We're going through these. We're rocketing.
I'll think about it. Keep going.
No, you gotta think right now. You have five seconds.
Give me a second. Here, you tell them. You tell them and explain about it a little bit.
Superman 64 for me.
Alright, you know what? I've said it in another episode, but I don't remember what it is just now. Right now, just listen to that episode.
Alright, 30. What's your favorite band?
Morse Principium Est.
Undecided, but a lot of cool ones involve,
Oh, there's so many.
There's too many, like, classic rocks and stuff, and some new metal.
Yep.
What do you think of the system, the Gizmondo?
It's junk.
It's complete junk.
It's garbage.
32. What year did you buy your PS2?
Oh, man. What year did it come out?
2000.
That one.
2005 for me. Yeah, it took me a while.
Yeah, it's alright.
33. What do you think of Tekken Dark Resurrection?
What's that?
I haven't heard of it either.
I should know this. WTF.
34. What was your first MP3 player?
Creative. Creative Movo.
Sony MP3 CD player. 35. What's your favorite arcade game?
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Pac-Man, I'd say. Classic. 36. What do Yopu, I think he means you.
Actually, favorite arcade game? Time Crisis 3. We'll talk about that later.
36. What do Yopu think of HP?
Who's Yopu?
He probably meant you.
Yopu probably thinks it's alright, because Yopu's an idiot.
I just bought an HP laptop a couple days ago. I should have him in a week.
Well, you should talk to Yopu about that.
Yeah, I'll have to alert Yopu of it. 37. What do you think of the Ford Motor Company?
I think they make cars.
I think they do a swell job. I don't really know what I think about the Ford Motor Company.
Go ahead.
38. What do you think of General Motors?
General Motors, they're pretty general.
I think I'd like to know if they even make
cars. Yes, sir! Yes, General Sir!
I'd like to know if they even make cars in Hawaii.
Probably cruise around them.
They're all like SUVs because they need to go in the sand. That's all they've got. Number 39, what do you think of Motorola?
They make terrible phones.
They make a lot of stuff, but especially bad phones. 40, what is your dream game room?
Mark's.
Yeah, my room. It's kind of banging.
Mark's is pretty good.
41, what is your dream house? I'm not a dream house.
A big house, I guess, yeah, with lots of stuff in it.
With my room.
What BTF is that about?
Number 42, if you could own any game company, what would it be?
If I owned a game company, they'd start making crappy games. So, I'll leave it to the pros.
So, just pick, like, a really bad game company then, so it just, like, gets worse.
Yeah. Naughty Dog.
Nintendo. Number 43, what do you think of the new windows?
Mark, they look good. Nice and clean, shiny. I like them.
I don't have new windows. Oh.
Oh, you don't? They look new to me.
I think it's kind of awesome. Number 44, what do you think of Mac OS Tiger?
Mark. Now, this is one long horn you got there. What? This long horn you got. It's a nice long horn.
You're hoarding a package of CDs. I have no clue what you're meaning right now.
Buy yourself Longhorn.
I know. You're holding a package of CDs.
Come on, tell me it doesn't look like a Longhorn. Look.
It's a rectangle. What do you think of Mac OS Tiger?
WTF.
It's Mac, so it's kind of buns. 45, what do you think of Red Alert 2?
Nothing, I don't think.
Amazing subject, one of my most favorite PC games of all time.
Bah!
46, what do you think of FF2?
Terrible.
Never played it. 47, what do you think of FF3?
Terrible.
Supposed to be good, coming out for DS soon, haven't played it. What do you think of FF1?
Terrible.
Awesome. 49, what do you think of FF6?
Terrible.
A lot of people say it's good, but it's overrated. 50, what do you think of FF8?
What, seriously? Terrible.
It really could be a lot better. 51, what do you think of France?
Terrible.
Bonds, what do you think of soccer?
Terrible.
It's alright. 53, what's your favorite football team?
I hate football.
Oh, no, he said, what's your favorite football team?
Favorite.
Eagles. 54, do you think of Sony copying the Xbox 360 Chrome?
Sometimes.
I sometimes think about it.
Me too.
I mean, from time to time, you think about it.
Every so often.
I don't know what I think about, but I think about it. 55, what do you think of Google?
Amazing.
I think it's a weird name. Google. 56, what's your favorite RPG?
Final Fantasy VII.
FF7. 57, what's your favorite sports game?
Oh, don't really have one.
Probably Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. 58.
Pitball! That was a fun game.
What's your favorite war game?
Frontline. Frontline or SOCOM?
For me, it's either Grawl or...
unless you want to count Metal Gear Solid as a war game. Metal Gear Solid is a war game, and that
that's really strange.
But I think he means, like, you know, sure enough.
59, what probably do you think of Battlefield 2? I think that Travis is playing it.
I think he should get off of Battlefield nuts.
60, what's your favorite Japanese food?
Sushi.
Sushi, yeah, definitely. 61, what do you think of baseball?
I think it's lame.
It's kind of boring, but if you're actually at the game, it's kind of cool. 62, what do you think of Kingdom Hearts 1 soundtrack?
Simply amazing. Do not ask me about Kingdom Hearts 1, you noob. Do not ever mention the name of that game in my presence.
That's kind of cool. 63, what's your favorite part of Kingdom Hearts 1?
My favorite part? The whole thing, goddammit.
I'm not done it yet, but it's still pretty cool. 64, what do you think of Kingdom Hearts 2 soundtrack?
Excellent.
I haven't really heard too much about it. I know that the theme song is pretty amazing. 65, what's your favorite part in Kingdom Hearts 2?
I don't know yet.
I don't know yet either. 66, what do you think of the rumors that the new iPod could possibly talk to you?
You know, that's interesting.
I think that Hawaiians will believe anything that they're told. 67, did any of you own a first-gen iPod?
No.
Nope. 68, if Sony put the Techo-Nagle...
if Sony put the Techo-Nagle to have a game only played on one system, will you buy a PS3?
You mean like how... they're trying to block out used games and stuff.
I have no clue what that means. I'm sorry.
Like, they would stop people from buying... like, you can't play used games or other people... or rent games and stuff. Like, if you buy a game, you can only play on one system.
What?
One physical PS3.
I don't get it.
Whatever. I think I'd still buy it. I wouldn't like it, though. 69. Rant about Cameo Elements of Power.
I already did.
We've already had quite a big one about that. And you spelled cameo wrong. 70, rant about Hawaii. Need we to?
No.
No. 71, if you could change anything about Viedo... comma, Mez, what would it be?
Video games. I think every single one out there a good one. It's done! Get off, you're gonna break it. It's done, I turned it off.
Nick's having his freaking Digimon world battle game beeping. It's pissing me off.
I'm training.
Don't stop training.
I want Greymon.
People are trying to listen to the podcast. They don't want to hear beeps. I'm going to throw that thing out my new window. Alright, where was I? If you could change anything... If you could change anything about video games, what would it be?
I'd make all of them good.
You can't argue that. 72, what do you think about Logitech? Yeah.
Logitech is alright.
I already mentioned I have their wireless keyboard.
They make a good wireless for PS2.
Not bad. 73, if you could change anything in Halo 1 or 2, what would it be?
The entire game?
A much better single player. 74, do you support George W. Bush?
No, I don't, actually. I hate him.
I don't really follow political stuff.
I despise him.
75, should Hawaiian be native citizens?
No, they shouldn't.
Oh, wait. That sentence doesn't make sense.
He's asking if Hawaiians should be considered part of the United States.
They are.
But they shouldn't be.
But they shouldn't. Yeah, they... They shouldn't. what size is your TV?
Mine's a 21-inch in my room.
I think I
21-inch flat screen.
I think I have a 27. 77, where is EA located? They have tons of locations, like Canada.
True that.
Like Tiburon and stuff. 79, where is Sony located? Do you know, Zan?
Sony, SCEA?
Well, they have Sony of America, Sony of Europe, and Sony of Japan.
Yeah, so one's in America, one's in Europe, and one's in Japan.
80. What's your favorite band? Didn't he already ask this?
Oh, so that's okay. It's 101 questions. Next.
Alright, 81. What's your favorite music?
Heavy metal and old school rock and...
Classic rock and new metal.
Jazz.
82. What's your favorite beer?
Country. Favorite beer. It's a good one. I like Yingling, Black and Tan, Harp, Guinness, Drought, not Stout. You know, all those dark beers are very good.
I don't like any. 83. What's the worst website you have been to?
The worst website I've ever been to?
I don't really know.
I remember this one website I went to where it was a white page with all these links to different things, and all the links didn't work. That was probably the worst website I've ever been to.
let's see. I keep losing my track. 84. What's the worst video game soundtrack?
There's a lot of them out there.
No comment. 85. What year did you start playing video games?
What year did Sega Genesis come out?
Early.
How early?
I don't know.
I started playing when Sega Genesis first came out.
Me too. Sounds about right. Probably like 91 or 2. Something like that.
Yeah, I was like 4 or 5 or 6.
Makes sense. What's the fastest time you beat Mario in?
I never beat Mario. I don't like Mario.
I like it.
It's just, you know, I don't really
keep a lot of that kind of stuff.
Person.
87, rant about MySpace.
I like MySpace.
I hate it so much. Ah.
Go ahead, rant.
Five seconds. It's bringing down society as we currently know it. It is destroying everything good and prosperous.
Thank you, Mark.
88, what's your email provider?
Comcast.
89, what was the last time you played MapleStory?
Last time I played MapleStory, about two months ago, maybe?
I played it about 3 weeks ago. 90, what's your favorite color?
Green and purple.
Blue or black? 91, what's your favorite number?
That was lame, Mark. Fallen Revolution colors?
It is.
Lame.
It's been blue and black. Look at my room.
It's white, Mark.
There's a lot of black in it. and blue. I can't help the wall color. What's your favorite number?
You gotta be kidding me. Is that a joke?
91, what's your favorite number?
4,627.962. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
8. 92, what's your favorite state?
Not Hawaii. Didn't he already ask us that?
Nah, he said, do you like Hawaii, or something like that.
No, he said.
Or
the answer was not Hawaii. I forget what the question was. Whatever it was, let's count that as 100 questions. So far, it's down to 100.
93, what's your favorite country?
What the hell does that mean?
I think he meant country? Nah, I couldn't.
How do you spell it?
Country.
Maybe he thought like this and we don't know. What is your favorite country? You know, maybe?
What's your favorite country? Come on, we gotta blaze through these. We've already been doing it for 20 minutes.
My favorite country is Mexico.
U.S. Of course.
I don't know about Mexico. Enchiladas.
Okay. 94. Other podcasts listen to?
None.
Go Nintendo. 95. Favorite TV channel.
Again?
He still says Chanel, though. But
Oh my god. Wait. That's 99 questions.
No, it's 100, because the other one, what's your favorite state, definitely wasn't a double.
Alright, fine. Is that 100?
Favorite TV Chanel. Chanel? 96. Zan, do you want to read this one? Number 96.
Flame Henry?
Flame Henry.
It's not a question.
It's still, like, a suggestion to a topic, and he has to friggin' say in every random thing he sends. 97, what program do you use to make podcast? Audacity, Skype for call-ins, Goldwave for conversions, and Movie Maker 2 for editing. 98, what is your favorite game for Sega Saturn?
Virtual Fighter.
Knights. 99, what's your favorite PS2 game?
Either Kingdom Hearts 1 or Metal Gear Solid 2.
Really too tough to say. Substance. One of my favorites is actually Katamari Damacy 2.
Substance, not Sons of Liberty.
Katamari Damacy 2. 100, what's your favorite game for Dreamcast?
I hate Dreamcast.
Sonic Adventure 2.
It's a terrible system.
Shut up. 101, favorite game for NES?
Favorite game for what?
NES.
Oh my god, dude. Probably one of the Mario games.
Mario. 102, favorite game for SNES?
That's not a very good last question, but probably Mario 3.
Mario 3 is not for SNES.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Super Mario 3 wasn't for SNES?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Is that the one with the raccoon hat?
Yes,
NES
it was.
NES did not have that.
The raccoon tail.
No, it didn't. I don't believe
you. Oh my god, it's for NES. You're such an idiot.
I don't believe you.
Sit up and look at the screen. I'll do a search on it.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to search Mario 3 right now. In the middle of the pod at the best possible time. And we're going to go to images. And look, there's graphics right there. It's NES. That's not SNES graphics.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're looking at those graphics right now and telling me that that looks like SNES.
That's not the one I was thinking of, though. What's the one where he gets a cape?
Mario World.
Oh, that one. That one, okay. Sorry.
All right, he likes Mario World. I like Super Mario RPG. All right, then sit up. It's time for a big part of the podcast. Now, let's just make sure we're ready.
Why, what's going on?
Okay.
Are we about to call? Oh my god, is it time?
He is offline.
Who, Travis?
Yeah. We were going to do a special call-in with Travis.
Well, what time is it? What time is it in his country over there?
In his country? No, Connery.
What time is it in his Connery?
Maybe like 1 o'clock or something?
Well, let's assume that he's going to be on in 4 hours, at which point we can tell him that
he was online right when we started.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Alright, well, pretty much what we were going to do was...
I'll email him right now and tell him to go on. Alright,
pretty much what we were going to do...
He might come in the middle.
Pretty much what we were going to do was call Travis up and tell him that,
Travis had to tell us...
We were going to have him... We were going to give him 2 minutes...
Only 2 minutes, exactly.
To tell us how he is the biggest Falling Revolution fan.
And then you guys have to listen to that, and then for the podcast challenge this week, you guys have to say why you are a bigger fan than Travis.
I think a definite way to prove your loyalty and fandom would be to buy one of our products.
One of our many t-shirts.
Whether it be a coffee mug, a hat, t-shirt.
Yeah. We have all those available at www.followingrevolution.com.
/ store?
What?
/ store?
Nah.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know what the exact link is for the store, but there's a big, like, link thing in the, on the website.
All right.
On the right side. And, I'm gonna email Travis right now. While I am, how about, Zan, start with your first rant, and then we'll bring Henry onto the show.
See.
Okay.
Alright, so G4 has this new thing, right? G4 has this new thing where they give, like, sexual advice to men across the United States. See, that's all good and well, except who the hell watching G4 is getting laid? I mean, the guys are a bunch of freaking computer geeks that play video games their entire life. I mean, you see people on there being like, oh, well, my girlfriend doesn't think I pay enough attention to her. What should I do to prove I love her? Are you kidding me? You don't pay enough attention to her because you're playing freaking 23 hours of video games a day.
Then don't you watch G4 and play video games?
I don't watch G4, and I make more time for my girlfriend than I do playing video games. See, this guy, I saw him yesterday. He said, I don't have enough time for my girlfriend. She says I don't pay enough attention to her. That's because you're on your freaking ass playing video games all day, dumbass. See, this you can't help these people with this advice that these people are too in love with video games. You guys have to choose, okay? Here's your advice right here. Choose video games or your girlfriend. You can have tits and you know what, or you can have a controller and memory cards, all right?
You can easily have both.
No, you can't. You really can't. Not you can't have your entire life in both.
Not for your entire life.
Okay, well,
this kid
is saying, he pretty much said right on the television show that he doesn't have enough time for his girlfriend because he's playing video games all day.
Because he has no time management skills.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You gotta have time management
skills. Okay, so that's exactly what I'm saying. See, like, they're giving these people advice, but why don't they just tell them that?
Oh, wait. Travis just came on.
All right, well, hold on. Let me finish my rant. See, why don't they just tell him that instead, you know? I mean, like, this kid, like, what's he going to do, you know? Like, you need time for girls, okay? You need time for girls. You can't reproduce with a video game. Do you want a son someday? Most of you want a son someday, okay?
So he can play video games.
You can't have sex with a PlayStation 2, okay? You can't. It's impossible.
The slim one, because just has nowhere near enough space.
Like, I know the old one has a ventilation system in the back, but guess what, buddy? That's not what that's for, okay? Okay, you guys need to make time for your girlfriend, alright?
Alright, start wrapping up.
Not only that, but, like, these kids, like first of all, I don't know what G4 thinks they're doing giving sex advice in the first place. Because even the guys that do have girlfriends probably aren't getting laid. Okay? Because, I mean, they put up the show, you know, and they say, alright, here's sex advice, and they bring on, like, four or five guys that have a problem with their girlfriend. Those four or five guys are, like, four or five out of, like, 10 million. No, not 10 million. Probably about a million, okay? Four or five out of a million gamers that have a hot girlfriend that actually gives them sexual favors, okay? Because girls hate video games. Some of them like them, but most girls, it's a huge turnoff when a guy plays video games all the time. So guys need to, like, you know, you can't... I mean, I don't know why they're putting this stuff on G4. You can't have, like, sexual advice if no one's having sex.
It's because they're trying to switch formats from a game channel to a guy channel.
Well, pretty much, all we're saying is, well, that just furthers the point that they're ruining G4 some more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you can't give sexual advice if no one needs it because they don't. All right. They're not getting
last laid. Comment on the rant. Sum it up. One sentence.
G4 sucks.
Nicely put. All right. Now we have Travis on Skype here.
Excellent.
And all right. We're just going to refresh this in your mind. What we're going to do is Travis is going to be on for exactly 2 minutes. He doesn't know he's going to be on for 2 minutes, though. He thinks just a short amount of time. But as soon as 2 minutes are up, we're going to cut the line.
I want to ask him if he has a girlfriend first, before we start the 2 minutes. Before you ask him the question, before you tell him to
explain.
Don't,
like, say, like, if he says no, don't go, oh, or something.
Oh, I will.
No.
Now listen, before then, before you okay. tell him, listen, before right, you will. Tell let's stop. Before you tell him to explain, let me ask him a question.
Okay. All right. Just say we were just talking about girlfriends and games and stuff. All right. And we'd like to know his input. And during his 2 minutes, though, he has to tell us why he is the number one Following Revolution fan.
We should only give him 1 minute.
No, 2 minutes.
He'll be able to finish it up in that. He'll probably finish it up in about 5 seconds.
I'll just say you have a couple minutes. And then, but then as soon as 2 minutes hits, he's cut.
All right. But he doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't know that. So he could be mid-sentence.
However, he might be on. Sorry, guys. He might be on for a whole 3 minutes because of the question I ask him. But let's get started.
Okay, and then after that, the podcast challenge for this week is everybody has to try and prove why they are a big why they are a bigger fan than Travis.
Yes, buy our products, please.
That's just an option.
By the way, Mark, what percent of the product stuff do I get? Of the donation, is they gonna make 50 grand? How much did me and Henry get?
50 grand.
13.5 each.
If I
mean 12.5 each, and then you get 25.
If I made 50 grand.
College.
That's nuts. Because right now, about each t-shirt gives me about a dollar or two.
Okay, exactly. So say.
Okay.
So how much would me? So how much would I get if you made 50 grand?
I have no clue yet. We'll talk about when I get 50 grand.
All right, fine. Go on. Let's call him.
All right. I just told him we were gonna call in about 5 seconds.
Five.
Just so he's ready.
Four, three, two, one.
Calling Travis.
Hello.
Hey, Travis.
Hello.
You're on the Following Revolution podcast.
Hello, Travis.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. Hey, Travis, do you have a girlfriend?
We were just talking about girlfriends and gaming on the podcast. We'd like to get some more input.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I had one.
Was she hot?
Yes.
What did you guys do together?
Why should I tell you?
Say everything or nothing.
Why should I tell you?
Because.
Okay, then you're making an odd situation here.
No, I'm not. Because I'm trying to prove a point here.
Okay, now, as everybody
Travis,
knows.
Travis, do you heed G4's sexual advice? Because I don't.
No.
And I have a girlfriend. You don't?
No.
Good man. Now, here's let Mark tell you the sitch.
Okay, now, as everybody knows, we are quite busy on our podcast. We have tons of content everywhere. But this episode, we had a lot of stuff going on. And what we're going to do now, we're going to have you on for a couple minutes. And you claim to be...
Maybe 5 or 6 minutes tops, Travis, all right?
The biggest Following Revolution fan out there. I mean, your Skype name, after all, is like Following Revolution Fanboy.
Are you the biggest fan?
Are you?
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
Now, you have a couple minutes to explain exactly why you are the biggest Following Revolution fan, and after your allotted time is up, the call's over. All right?
So, we'll tell you when to wrap it up. Don't you worry. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, and start.
Yeah, I'm the biggest Following Revolution fanboy because I send the most content to the show. I listen to the show over and over again. No matter what if you cancel the show, I'll still listen to it. Because there's no point. Wait, crap.
Keep going.
I know, I'm thinking. Crap.
Keep going, time's ticking. You still got time.
I can't think of anything.
Keep going. You're the biggest fan.
Yes, I know that, but...
We don't script the episodes, you don't script your interview.
I had it all written down, you lost it.
Keep going, time's ticking. We're busy. Hello?
Yeah.
Sister probably deleted the file. Do you have a sister, Travis?
Yes.
Okay, why are you the biggest Following Revolution fan? Because evidently you can still listen to it after it's canceled.
Yeah, it's good. Somehow.
Alright, keep talking. That. Keep talking. Keep going. And stop laughing.
Yes.
Alright. Explain why you are the biggest Following Revolution fan. You have a little bit of time left. Let's go.
Because which one? I stay on your website all day.
That's good.
Looking at every article.
Stop. I'm not convinced, Travis.
Yeah, we need to know why you're the biggest fan.
Because I sent in 100 questions.
Actually, you sent in 102, but two of them were duplicates. So yeah, 100 questions. Is that it?
Yep. Thanks for being on the show, Travis.
Yep.
All right, that was exactly 2 minutes of him explaining.
Except he wasn't really explaining at all.
Okay, well, what we've got from that, he's always on the website. He will listen to the show even after it's canceled. And,
Me too.
He submitted 100 questions. See, he does submit the most content, I'll give him that. So now, it's up to everybody else.
See, actually, the most content.
To prove why they are a bigger fan than Travis.
The
so
most content.
You could submit 150 questions.
Which
perhaps,
we might answer.
Which, well, we'll answer every question we get from everybody.
Oh.
Or, Travis can one-up everybody and send in a whole bunch more questions, buy stuff from the store, leave tons of comments on the website. We want to know who the biggest fan is. Alright.
Alright.
Now, you guys miss him. He's been out for a couple episodes, but now we've got him via Skype. Let's see. And he'll be on for the rest of the episode.
Excellent. Watch him not pick up.
He better.
Ooh.
That wasn't him. That was Dan.
Hello?
Yo, Henry.
Roar.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's been quite some time.
Yeah, it feels like it's been like a year or something.
Ta-da.
Zan is ecstatic that I'm back, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ecstatic.
We just did the call-in with Travis, which lasted about 2 minutes.
Henry, really? I slept until 2:30 today.
And, oh yeah, you did, didn't you?
I did. And you know what that means?
Yeah, I called your phone at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I had it off. I should have had it on because that would have helped, because my Digimon woke up at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
He didn't get fed or anything. So I don't think I can get Greymon anymore.
Alright, how about we do a Henry update? Henry, why don't you tell us what's been going on in the old Henry world of gaming for the past few while.
What's been going on in the world of gaming?
Ta-da,
for Henry,
ta-da.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Nothing, really.
Nothing?
Well, let's see. Oh, by the way, I can slightly hear myself in the background, if that's an issue on quality.
Ah, you sound fine here.
Okay, well, I have bought Street Fighter Alpha Anthology.
Now, that's for PS2?
PS2, correct.
Do you own a PS2?
No, I don't. I've been mooching off of Zans for the moment.
Woo!
And, that, you know, kind of just goes for my hunger for 2D fighting right now.
How is the game? Is it good?
It's pretty good, yeah. Surprisingly, it's not as slow as I thought it would be.
Really?
Because, you know, supposedly PS2 has such slow loading and whatnot, but it's not that slow.
Well, yeah, I mean,
then again, it's a really old game, so you know.
Yeah, plus, we're so far into the PS2 time that they're starting to get toward the system.
That's
developing
good. Yeah.
And stuff. Did you play any other games lately?
A lot of Smash Bros. And a lot of Tetris. I actually beat my Tetris DS record today.
Really?
After like 5 hours of continuous play.
That is insane.
Yeah.
I'm at like
a million something points now.
Are you still playing?
No, I died.
What mode?
Endless.
Endless.
Marathon.
Henry, I'm a little sad to say that,
I got to like line 3,300 something.
That's nuts.
Henry, I don't have God of War.
You don't have God of War?
No.
Zane just realized that today when he saw some gameplay footage of it on G4.
I played a demo a long time ago. I played it at my friend's house a long time ago, and I don't know why I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I thought you were interested, so I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Oh, okay.
You know what else I wanted? Kingdom Hearts 2. Kingdom Hearts 2 is also a very good game.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I must buy.
That too.
I still gotta finish the first one.
I already bought Devil May Cry 3, so I can't buy Kingdom Hearts for you.
Yeah, I know. It's alright.
By the way, listeners, if you didn't know what Zan was talking about, he was talking about the Game Boy Color last podcast.
What part?
The part about multiple colors.
I still don't remember that part, but you're trying to tell me about it. Explain.
Zan said something about a console that launched with multiple colors, and the default color was a purplish color.
Okay.
And he was saying it was Nintendo 64 when it wasn't.
I remember that.
And you were refuting him. That's how he started
the whole N64 debate.
However,
he was thinking Game Boy Color.
We did find that there is indeed a purple N64.
And two listeners, Travis actually first sent in a picture of it. It was very small resolution, but it was indeed a purple Nintendo 64. But then another listener by the name of Lynx one-upped him. And yesterday sent in a much higher resolution picture of the purple N64. So...
Hi!
Lynx right there, better Travis.
We're at 40 minutes already.
Isn't Lynx like our original fan from way back before we had the site?
He's been a fan since the blog.
Okay, yeah.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, though.
He does.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Who's the guy that doesn't listen to the podcast?
Ski Rat.
Oh.
He was a fan... Hey. He was a fan of the website, blog, I think.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Can I, like, give out a random code in the middle of the show?
Oh, of course you can. Okay. We'll do it at the end. Do it at the end with all ours.
If you guys keep doing it at the end.
Do it at the end of the show with all of ours, because we're going to do that every episode.
But I'm doing now. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, it'll be more random.
No, I mean, I want to pull it out in the middle of nowhere, so, like, people don't go looking for it.
You want to do it now?
They actually have to, you know, listen to the whole entire thing.
Good idea, Henry. Go ahead.
You want to do it now?
No, I'll pull it off later on.
All right, it'll be random. Not even we know.
What time are we on the recording?
We are on 42 minutes almost.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know how it took that long. Like, I think we're going to have a long episode, because...
I guess answering 100 questions takes a while.
Yeah, it took over 20 minutes. We were trying to go for under 5 minutes. It took quite a while.
Good job.
And we still have more questions we saved for when you're on.
Okay, cool.
Because we just didn't want to do the 100 questions over Skype, because then that'd take a long time, really. Mm. But every other question we got besides Travis's, we saved for later when you are here.
Well, right. What does this podcast have? We have reviews, we have news, and we have user requests. So
we had a contest before.
Yeah, but...
We entered the podcast challenge already.
That's a long story. No, you're talking about the contest.
What contest?
When you won the DS games.
Did you mean the podcast challenge or the contest, Henry?
The contest.
The contest.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's a long story.
But then we could say podcast challenge, too.
Yeah, I started a podcast challenge back in, like, episode 2, and nobody did it.
You know what's retarded, though?
What?
I don't want to start another rant here about the same thing.
But, oh, you already had a rant?
Yeah.
He had a rant.
Oh, okay.
I was talking, because G4 now, they give sexual advice.
on one of their shows.
Which is completely...
And he already gets it.
See, that's retarded. I mean, you know, who plays, you know... The entire fan base is geeks with huge Adam's apples and pimples.
Oh, well, look at that. They're giving sexual advice. I can't wait till I'm 27 years old so I can use it. What the hell's that about?
That's pretty funny.
It's entirely pointless. We don't need it.
Zane has another rant.
Not only is it like taking away from G4 some more. Not only is it, you know, making G4 less gameish, but it's also just retarded because people are gonna watch it and just be like, you know, like probably thinking the same thing I am. Like, we don't need this.
It's like that.
We don't.
It's like that one commercial.
What?
Remember that one commercial we kept on seeing on G4?
What one?
The commercial with the old men.
No.
And, like, you know, improving their love life.
Oh, yeah, the Viagra commercials?
Yeah, and then...
It's not old guys with watching this either. It's not. I mean, we got, like... It's a bunch of teenagers that are just... it's a bunch of teenagers, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious it's for teenagers.
It is, but it's teenagers. Okay, I'll give tops 20% of the viewers are getting laid, but they're showing this content to 100% of the viewers, and it's entirely unnecessary, and it just takes up valuable airtime. Because no one needs this.
Yeah.
And the kids that do have girlfriends, obviously, you know, they have a girlfriend, so they're doing something right, and they don't need the advice.
Makes sense.
Like, it's, you know.
Good thing I don't watch it.
Well, no one does anymore. They ruined it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand, like, why they would put sexual advice on G4 when no one's going to use it. That's all.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
They used to give us gaming advice. They used to give us, you know, DVDs and music and fun. And now they're giving us sexual advice. And you know what? No one's getting laid. Not even me.
All right, then. You want to start with your next rant?
Yeah, you guys can give a little chuckle at that.
I already did.
Yeah, I don't have a rant, but I just want to say, has anyone noticed that there has become a booming increase in the number of commercials starring large numbers of people? There was the Burger King Texas Double Whopper commercial, where they all walked around singing that song. There was the Starbucks commercial with the double shot where they all joined in parade. That was one I saw yesterday. Do you remember what that was about?
No.
That was one I saw yesterday on G4. Forget what it was for. And then there was another one, too, which I don't remember what the other one was. There's four of them on the air right now.
It's a very odd assumption. But I'll buy it.
It's probably something about unity. Trying to represent unity in this country.
Trying to represent we.
Trying to represent non-racism.
What? That's feeling a little beyond the line.
I see all these black people and white people and Spanish people and Asian people all walking together and having fun.
Well, if there's like 100,000 people, there's bound to be some people from every race.
Yeah, and then in Europe you see, you know, white
people. Well, if it was my commercial, everyone in it would be white.
That's nice to know, Zan.
A couple Asians. Two or three black people. And an Indian guy. But that's
it. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
You remember what you gave me for Christmas?
Yeah. Wait. Yes, I do. The Mega Man figure.
Yep, it's Hera decorating my computer place.
Awesome. Is it looking good?
Yeah, I'm playing with it right now.
I see.
Mark got me a shirt.
It was a good shirt.
It was a good shirt.
Good shirt.
Yes, it was.
Are you sad that you got a shirt?
No.
Okay.
It's a good shirt.
It was a good shirt.
Alright, guys. What have we talked about already?
Pretty much 100 questions, the short call-in with Travis of why he's the number one Fall Revolution fan, and that's it. That's all we've done in 40 minutes.
Alright.
The 100 questions, really.
Maybe we should just do the episode over without the 100 questions. Seriously.
What do you mean do it over?
I mean, like, start over. Have Henry here the whole time and just...
We can keep recording for a whole another hour. Doesn't matter. People love the long episodes. They'll listen to every minute of it.
Well, I can listen to it, you know, going to work and coming home from work, yeah.
Exactly, that's what people do. Alright, so, how about we go on to the next batch of user submissions? And, this time we have, Henry here. So
we haven't done this for a while, huh?
Okay, we have, these batches of questions are from Picori Pie. From Robbie McLeod.
Is this guy new?
Nah, he submitted himself a couple episodes in the past.
Okay. Alright.
And what he does first is he mentions the codes that we've been seeing in the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But as you heard before, he's been deciphering them. Finding meaning.
Oh, yeah.
And the last episode, how there was a B at the end of the code. Mm-hmm. He said he didn't know what the B was for, but now he says B is for Behold, because it's the first Zelda game for DS and has GameCube graphics. Well, I wouldn't really call them GameCube graphics.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But they're
either.
Quite good. And he had the first code from episode 14, which was my code, 8ZF427? And then he writes out the phase, Legend of Zelda, Faces of Evil, WTF? Legend of has 8 letters. Zelda first consonant is Z. Faces first consonant is F. And the rest is 4 letters. Of has 2 letters. evil WTF question mark is seven letters, and then the question mark, cause the people in charge of this screwed up to the 12th power of question mark. And, I don't know how he does this, but that makes perfect sense. It's foolproof.
Works for me.
I guess I'm using those Z's.
It's like how I make sense out of 2 plus tissue equals Trump Plaza.
2 plus tissue equals Trump Plaza.
Code 2 from episode 14. Oh, he did mine too?
Yeah, he also did Zan's, which was left parenthesis. You say it.
Left parenthesis, schizoid period, right parenthesis. Knights with a capital K, comma, space, knights with a capital N.
And he says, the above phrase is a person whom suffers from a personality disorder marked by extreme shyness and comforts himself becoming a medieval tenant giving military service as a mounted man-at-arms to a feudal landholder during the period between sunset and sunrise, especially the hours of darkness.
Right.
Which is quite dandy. And he says a comment. I think this was just a quote from episode 14 we said. And he says that we said, if you look in episode 6 at the time, 4 minutes and 52 seconds, Henry says this comment, and then in episode 5, he clearly disrupts it. Or he disrupts at time 19 minutes and 70 seconds. Which is a quote we said from episode 14, I believe. I guess he just threw that in there because it was a cool quote.
Wait, I don't get it.
He just said, like, one of his favorite quotes, I guess. Which he said in episode 14.
Something Mark was tossing in there.
I said that, I think.
I don't get it. Yeah. What did he say?
He sent a quote that we said from episode 14.
What was the quote?
That right there. If you look at episode 6, blah, blah, blah. Remember?
Mark was throwing off some random thing, you know? He's like, some guy would be so crazy that he'll say something like that. Like that.
And I did, like, the geek voice. Well, if you look at episode 6, it's 4 minutes, 30 seconds. He says this, but he clearly disrupts it at time this in this episode.
Yeah. Huh. It's like when I count the number of frames that a lightsaber's on.
Oh, crap. My speaker just fell off my desk. Alright, well, I'm pretty sure nobody heard you just say good job, so say it again.
Good job.
I forgot to mention, Travis also sent in the code. Although he missed Zan's code, he only got mine. 8ZF427.
Question.
Oh, Zan. Yeah, but he didn't get Zan's code, so Travis failed.
You're losing your fan.
Yeah, Travis, come on, man. What's going on?
It's probably because I'm only busting on him.
And then we have we have some questions and topics from Lynx.
What about Riley McLeod?
That's who I just read. That stuff. And then Lynx says, Nintendo's been pretty quiet for a while. What do you think? And when do you think they'll pop up again?
They do it all the time.
Yeah, they always stay quiet for a while, release some big info, and then they'll go quiet again.
I presume September they're going to get a little loud.
Oh, extreme, because that's in September we'll know everything. But do you think we're going to get a some new secrets, either late July or early August, Henry?
Nah.
Nah. What about you, Zan? You think Nintendo's going to drop any more bombs?
What, like bad games?
No, like some information on the Wii.
Oh, sure.
They don't have to at this point.
Link says, discuss about why Sony's PR sucks.
I don't know about public relations, but Cassiari is pretty bad at presenting.
Yeah, I mean, everything Sony's doing to communicate with the public isn't working too well.
Yeah, they're, Ridge Racer!
Ridge Racer!
Hey, let me go see if I can find that soundboard right now.
It's Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer!
Alright, well, Henry's looking for the soundboard. Let me go on to the next thing. Two of 360's huge titles have been pushed. Two Human and Gears of War. How will this affect the system for the rest of the year? I personally don't think it'll really affect them too much because Gears of War is just going to be pushed to, like, November, October area. So it'll still be there to go against PS3 and Wii. And I don't really know when Two Human's coming out. But, I mean, the system's in great standing as it is, especially with Xbox Live.
Yeah, I don't think it'll affect it sucking as much.
Xbox Live Arcade. Thanks, Sam.
I don't think it'll make it any worse.
Dude, Gears of War looks like such a good game.
What the hell is this, dude? Jaws?
Zan's watching gameplay footage of Jaws on G4 right now.
What the hell? What's this for?
I'm not sure. Probably PS2.
I hope so, because if this is one of the next-gen systems, I am brutally and utterly disgusted.
Obviously not a next-gen system.
Oh, it could be. I bet Xbox 360 would do this.
You're an idiot. Say, stop watching TV. We're podcasting. Don't make me turn it off.
Alright. What?
Henry, you find that soundboard yet?
Still looking.
It's on my website.
What do you guys think about the new stuff about the controller?
Wait, hold on. Henry, let's hear some quotes.
Wait, let me see if I can get this right.
You're a wuss. What do you guys think about the new stuff about the controller, such as the excellent battery life despite using antique power cells?
That's the Wii controller, because all it uses are standard double A's, but it has like
why can't they just say batteries?
Like 30 to 60 hours.
Why do you have to call them power cells?
Whatever. It's better than Travis. Travis would have said, battery. What about them batteries?
Or Purel-a-says.
Purel-a-says. Paralysis? What? How's it paralyzed?
Purel-a-says. Yeah.
Oh, I think I just heard Kaz Ryan in the background. Henry, we need a little bit louder.
There we go.
Let me see if I can pick the... louder.
You guys hear that?
A little bit louder.
Let's see.
Ridge Racer! Ridge Racer!
Alright, that took a lot of time for not that much.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. That's why I was trying to read the other questions, because you guys were wasting time.
Alright. PSP is going down the tubes even more, considering no AAA titles in sight, and the UMDs being disbanded more and more by retailers and movie studios alike. Discuss. And he wants us to do some PSP bashing. Zan, you love bashing systems.
I'm not really in the mood for bashing systems right
now. Bash PSP right now. Come on. Come on.
It's not good. It's just not a good system. I mean, I've already bashed it enough. What else is there to say? It's just, they just failed miserably. PSP sucks.
Hinder, you want to comment on PSP?
I'm getting one, though.
You're getting one?
Yep.
Why?
Instead of an iPod. So much better than an iPod.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
For music and movies, it's terrible.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
So much easier.
What do you mean, easier?
You don't have to do any converting or anything?
Ranted. Yes, you do.
Nope.
Neither for iPod.
Uh-huh, you have to download convert mad stuff for iPod.
For movies, not music.
Yeah, I don't talk about movies.
Think about it.
You have to convert for PSP movies.
I like PSP.
PSP and iPod use the same format.
I love PSP.
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah, we know, but think about it, Zan. For the viewers who are confused, you pay like $250 for a PSP, and then you pay like additional money for like a 1 gig stick that does nothing.
And it's 1 gigabyte. You could pay $300 for an iPod, but have 30 gigs. That's what I like about it, is that the PSP just doesn't have enough space.
It's economy sized.
I like it how it doesn't have much space at all, but it's a huge little thing. Huge handheld system.
Alright, next topic. If there is one game announced for the PS3 that would be at launch, that would make you buy it for $600, what would it be? A launch game. That's not launch.
He just said if there was a launch. He just said that. He said what launch?
I was talking to him by name, and I specifically said Metal Gear Solid 4, but we already know that's definitely not going to be launched.
Doesn't matter. He just said if there's one game announced for the PS3 that would make you buy it for $60, what would it be at launch?
Okay, so Zane is saying
Metal Gear Solid 4. If that was a launch title, I'd buy it there.
But we know it's not, so pick something else.
No.
Wait, we said for PS3, right?
That's what he said. Read the question. PS3. He said, if there were one game announced for the PS3 that would make you buy it at $600, what would it be at launch? It means if one game was announced that would make me buy the PS3. Listen to me. If one game was announced that would make me buy the PS3 at launch. That's what he's saying. He's not talking about the launch title. He's saying if one game came out that would make me buy the PS3 for $600, which is the launch price, what would it be? Metal Gear Solid 4 would be the sole reason I got a PS3 instead of $100.
Yeah, that's not
to mention
also.
On the first day and without any games, and just kind of let it sit around getting dust.
Exactly.
Until Metal Gear Solid 4 comes out.
And we have one more topic.
That's for me.
I'm sure Zan probably has no clue about this, but Henry sure does. It's about the cracked DS hinge. Henry, you know about that?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about it?
Is it real?
I think it might be. My DS Lite doesn't have a cracked hinge.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have DS Lite, so I really can't be an eyewitness or anything.
A lot of people are saying that a lot of DS Lites are, their hinge is cracking at the same spot. But it's supposed to be like thousands and thousands of DS Lites, and a lot of people are saying that it's a factory problem, but and it's not covered under the warranty that comes with it, so you have to pay $50 to fix it.
That's like one out of a... That's like...
And Nintendo says that it's not a factory defect. Like, people are just, I guess, using it wrong.
That's like 1% out of every DS that's sold a week in Japan.
I know. Okay, and then he wanted to mention that Zan singing sucks.
Thanks.
And then he has both of our codes, my code and Zan's code.
I had to hear that song before too.
Yeah, did you like it?
Well, I already know what it's like hearing him singing it.
That's gotta be pretty
bad. Your voice
bad.
Sounded better back in the day, Zan.
Oh, even Henry's thrown to
distance. I lost my touch. I'm sorry. Just not the American Idol I used to be.
Yeah. You gotta go back to singing the Francis Flashbulb tunes.
Francis Flashbulb's Fairy Tale of Folly.
Stop. Alright, how about some reviews? I know Zane has a review, but Henry, do you have any reviews ready?
No.
Alright, Zane.
I'm beating the game or anything.
What are you gonna review, Mark?
I have no clue. Let me think. Henry,
is that all the user requests?
Yeah.
Was it?
Well, those two and the freaking 100 questions.
Oh, you could have at least saved, like, 5 of them for me.
You want us to re-save 5 of them for you?
Go for it.
Well, you know, that kind of just...
Do... Here, let's
here I'll do every 10
every
questions.
Every 20.
Okay. Number 1, what do you think of Battlefield 2141?
That's a Capcom game, right?
No.
No? Alright, forget it then.
Number 20, have you ever been to a different country?
Yeah. Canada and China.
Oh, you've been to Canada?
Yeah, I went to Niagara Falls, almost fell over.
That's nice. Number 40, what is your dream game room?
Dream game room?
Yeah.
Anything that doesn't require me to pay bills for the gaming and whatnot.
That's a good idea. Number 60, what's your favorite Japanese food?
Japanese food? Sushi.
80. What's your favorite band?
Band?
Yep.
That's a hard question to go by. I guess Do As Infinity, then.
What?
Do As Infinity.
Do As Infinity?
Do As Infinity.
Never heard of them.
They're Japanese.
Number 100. What's your favorite game for the Dreamcast?
For the Dreamcast? That's another hard one to go by. What games have I played on the Dreamcast?
Soul Calibur, perhaps?
No, I didn't.
Sonic Adventure?
No. I guess it would be Power Stone, then.
Power Stone? It's not a bad game.
Power Stone 2?
Yeah, they were both of them. They were both really good. I liked them.
Yeah, Power Stone's cool.
Kind of like a 3D Smash Bros. In a way.
Yeah.
But cartoony real people. Mm-hmm. Alright.
Is this table tennis game for Wii?
No, it's for 360.
360?
Yeah.
Looks amazing.
It's made by Rockstar, surprisingly.
That guy looks like Ryan Flynn.
I see.
That's pretty good.
Do you, Zan, did you hear that?
What?
It's made by Rockstar, surprisingly.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't look like it has Rockstar Syndrome, though.
It doesn't. Oh, my God.
Unless, like... You know,
what's
like,
Rockstar Syndrome?
You hit it at the guy and his, like, face explodes and you hit him in the face or something.
There might be hope for Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, there might be. It's using the same engine. Supposedly.
Supposedly?
Supposedly.
Alright, there might be hope then.
Same engine as what? Table tennis?
Yep.
Wow.
And, alright, Dan, let's hear your review.
I want a review.
Why don't you sit up and talk to the microphone?
They can hear me. I would like to review Time Crisis 3 for the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can add to that review, too.
Aha. Uh-huh. See?
Zane, you're going to have to talk a little bit louder.
Alright. When I was in the arcade, you know, as a kid, most of you probably, when you played in the arcade, you probably, every single time you went, there was that one game you always played. And it was probably a fighting game.
Concussion Master for me.
Marvel's Capcom 2.
Time.
No, Marvel's Capcom 1.
Me too, I know, that's what I said earlier. Or Time Crisis, okay?
Or Percussion Master.
And Time Crisis 3, I know you guys have all heard my story about when I bought it at EB for used, but they gave it to me new.
Oh, yeah.
They charged me less. You guys heard that story, but I never reviewed the
really?
Game.
Really?
I was a witness.
You never reviewed that game. I never reviewed that game. And it's a good game. See, it's got, for PlayStation 2, it's got really good graphics, especially for a shooting game. And the Gun Con is the best accessory for PS2 that I've ever used. It's as light, if not lighter, than a PS2 controller. So it, you know, you're holding it up the whole time shooting at the screen, but your arm never gets tired. Your finger might from like if you're trying to beat the whole game using the handgun only. And you're just going through the entire thing like that, your finger will get tired from, like, you know, just firing, like, 9 shots every, like, 5 seconds. But you never really get your arm tired. It's a really good game. And, like, there's all these extras they don't have in the arcade. Like, in the arcade, you put in, like, 4 quarters to play, 3 quarters, 3 tokens, whatever. And, you get 0 continues and 4 lives. And the lives in that game are your hit. You know, your life, you get 4 hits. However, in the video game on the system, the further you progress, then the more you get. So, like, you'll start off with 0 continues, then it'll give you, like, 3 continues, then 5, then infinite, right? Like that. And then, like, the lives, you'll start out with 4, then you'll get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the highest you can get is 9. So you get 9 lives with infinite continues, you know? And then there's, like, rescue mission, there's extra mission, you can play as the girl, too, and go through her side of the story, which is really interesting. It's really, and there's, like, the best thing about rescue mission is there's a whole sniper mode, where, like, certain areas of the game, there's about probably, like, 15 or so areas, and each stage, or area stage, they're actually called stages, each stage is different, but, like, 3 or 4 stages are entirely sniping. So you take out the sniper rifle and you go across the screen taking out guys from really far away. It's really, really a whole lot of fun. I give the graphics a 7 out of 10. Gameplay is huge, 10 out of 10. You know, playing with accessories is always lots of fun. It's a really, really, really fun game. Soundtrack is classic. I mean, if you guys ever listen to Time Crisis, you know, it's like a Time Crisis. You know, it's fun. It's a good game. I give it a about an 8 out of 10. Especially since now I think with the Gun Con, you can get it for about $40 or $50. So it's not bad.
Doesn't sound bad.
Not bad at all.
No. Henry, would you like to add to it?
Might we add that you can play gangster style?
Yeah.
You can hold. There's like this little this thing pops up in the beginning and it says aim your gun con. And what you do, the best way to do it is put your gun con right on the screen and shoot dead center so that it's like aligned, and then press A, B, or C. And oh, that's right, I gotta tell you the gameplay mechanics so you guys don't get confused. Hold on a second. You press A, B, or C, and then the center of the gun, you know, it senses the light. It's the light ray, so you can, like, you know, you can hold the gun gangster style and shoot it up like that.
It's
a lot of fun. But the mechanics are, see, if you play Time Crisis in the arcade, you got that foot pedal. And they don't give you a foot pedal, so you're probably wondering how it works. If you ever see a policeman holding a gun, he holds it in his right or left hand, and he has the other hand on the bottom of the clip, on the bottom of the handle. You can play that. It's the way I play. There's a couple of different ways to use it because the buttons are on different parts of the controller so that it can make you feel comfortable the way you want to do it. The way I play is I have one hand under like I would if I was, like, shooting a real gun, and one hand on the trigger. And what you do, there's a button on the bottom of the handle That's the C button. And you press that, and you pop up. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good game.
I imagine PS3 is going to get like a GunCon 3 or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Think?
The one thing that I... the only.
How can it, though? Because how GunCons aren't compatible with projection TVs, which is why they stopped making them. The Wii will be able to do it, but PS3 probably won't.
They'll probably make some next generation GunCon 3 that works with HDTV that costs like $500 or something.
It's really impossible if you use projection. There's just no way it can work except for the Wii.
Why can't they do the same thing they do with Wii then, Mark? It's not making sense.
Okay, well, technically they could.
Alright, well, there you go.
Well, GunCon works on scan lines, right? Something like that.
I'm not really sure how it works, but, if you think about it this way, think like how a movie theater projects, like, onto a screen. So, technically, where you're looking at, there's no screen there. It's like, it's a projected image. That's what it won't work with. It's not if it's HD or not. It'll still work with HD TVs, but it won't work on projection TVs. That's the problem.
Say the one thing, the main thing that I like that's better about the one in the arcade is that when you shoot the gun, the thing on the top of the gun,
ratchet action,
goes back and forth. It goes
that's
really cool. The gun kind of doesn't do that, but the amount of games, the amount of extras in the game make up for it. It's such a good game.
At least that's good. They put a lot of extras. 8 out of 10. That's not a bad score.
The
reason I wouldn't give it a 9 out of 10, which I normally would, is because in certain extra modes, like Rescue Mission, there's such a steep difficulty, there's such a difficulty slope that...
I see.
Yeah.
It gives you the start all over syndrome.
Yep, it does. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't remember until I played it yesterday.
That's why we gave up on doing something.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we could never finish it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Many times we died.
I actually got to, like, almost the last level, and then I gave up. I remember a long time ago, me and Marcus beat it, but that was it.
Alright. What else do we got for the podcast?
Nothing. I want to...
Another no-content episode?
Henry, would you like to deliver some news?
Yeah, pretty much, actually, Henry.
Would you like to deliver some news, Henry?
What is this?
Some news?
Amazing.
I have none.
What is this? This looks amazing.
I don't know.
It looks amazing. I want to play... I want a FPS.
I'm bored of FPSs.
Oh, like, in terms of news, I have a news that, like, doesn't really matter.
I mean, just like random news, like just news you've heard places.
All right, the other day, actually, the day you guys podcasted, the day you guys recorded the other podcast, episode 14,
exactly
right,
1 week ago,
someone beat me on a Marf Ditto.
On a what?
Marf Ditto.
What's a Marf Ditto?
Marf versus Marf.
Oh.
Who beat you?
Tan, if you know Tan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know who.
I just remembered how much I love first-person shooters, and I really, really want to play one. Any ideas, guys? Was Black any good? Was that supposed to be any good?
I've been wanting to rent it.
It was supposed to be good, but
Black was supposed to be good.
Yeah,
you were raving about it.
I know, but I remember I was raving about it when they were putting up covers on magazines saying the last good PS2 game.
Yeah,
but then it came out, and I don't remember what happened.
I've been wanting to buy it, or I've been wanting to rent it.
I'm buying it. Oh my god, I'm buying it. I want to play a first-person shooter so bad.
Get Half-Life 2.
I don't want to play a PC game, dude.
What's it like, Half-Life,
get it,
man?
Get it for Xbox.
Ha!
It's coming out for PS3. And 360.
Yeah, well. I want to play that.
Henry, why don't you talk about some Japanese sales figures?
Good, dude. What is this?
Sin episodes?
Looks good. How's the physics engine in Black?
I don't know, really, too much.
Because I really like how in Half-Life there's that whole thing with, you can
gravity
pick up,
gun?
Yeah, the gravity gun.
Dude, Half-Life 2 is the best FPS out there right now. Or you could try, Prey.
Let's pray.
360 game only.
And PC. Could you not suggest stuff that I can't buy?
What about PC?
I won't buy a PC game.
You could download it.
Play a PC game.
Download a demo.
You tried to get me to download Half-Life. Nothing happened.
What do you mean nothing happened?
I told you it wouldn't run well on my computer.
Dude, yes it would. You just had the settings wrong.
I couldn't have had the settings wrong because we didn't download it, dude.
Whatever.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Did you tell them about the little Xbox 360 thing I told you earlier?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Talk about it.
It's been almost a year since Xbox 360 came out in Japan, and it sold 144,000.
That's all?
That's not much.
That's nothing.
We did that in like a day in America, didn't we?
Oh, way more. That's all they've sold is 144K?
Yeah.
That's pitiful.
That's terrible.
That's disgraceful.
Of course, you know, Xbox did 8 units last week.
8 units? You know, it's kind of sad when you can count every Xbox sold in a week on with your two hands. That just really means you're in trouble. I can just count and pull up my fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, if I counted every DS Lite sold last week, one by one, this podcast would be hours long.
Yeah.
All right. Should we find something to wrap it up?
So, you know, no, don't wrap it up yet.
All right.
We still need to have at least a 10-minute leeway between our codes.
Oh, that's right. You didn't even do your code yet.
Codes. Hey, guys. And viewers. Listeners, actually, right?
Yeah.
My code is capital A. Let me type it out right now. Capital A, small c, capital H, small u, 894, capital J, space, underscore, mega.
Mega?
Yeah.
What's mega?
If you want to capitalize it, small, I don't care.
Oh, you mean like the word mega?
Yeah, mega.
Okay.
That's my code there.
Alright, now we'll wait a few minutes and me and Zane will do our codes.
So, you know, you guys gotta wait a couple minutes until you guys do your codes.
Okay, so, what's
fast forwarding around.
What should we do?
Let me go mail that to myself now.
Hey,
Zane.
Yo.
How's your Digimon?
My Digimon is, let's see. He's doing well. Except, now he's gonna evolve into Numamon, so I'm very upset.
Restart.
I'm not restarting. I don't feel like waiting anymore. There's a very slight chance that he only called like 2 times or maybe even 3 times. In which case, if he doesn't call anymore during the next couple days, I'll get Greymon.
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 Digital monsters.
Let's say he calls every like hour, right? Woke up at 8, didn't run out of stuff until, say, 10, maybe even 11. If it was 11, he'd call once at 11. Or no, probably once about... No, he just runs out of stuff, then the call button goes on. So once at 12, once at 1, and then once at 2. That'd be 3 calls, which means I still have a chance. If everything went perfectly.
Interesting. Yeah.
I don't know what you guys talked about earlier on the podcast.
We literally just talked about the 100 questions in Travis.
This was another Tendo content episode.
What are you talking about? At the beginning of the episode, you said this is Tay's second most content episode.
And I lied my ass off.
You guys should have saved more questions for me.
You want some more?
Sure, why not?
All right.
My code?
We'll give you another 5.
I have my code.
Alright, Zan code.
No, go ahead. 5 more questions.
Alright. Number 10.
Just randomly pick them.
I'm gonna do the other... No,
just randomly pick them.
Alright. Think of FIFA World Cup.
That was a question?
That was number 8.
Alright, give me things that actually are questions.
No, think of it.
Think of it?
Think of it.
I don't take requests or statements or
are you thinking?
Commands.
You have to think.
What I see is a cup full of wires.
Alright. Number 24, what year did you buy FF7?
I bought it? When was that?
Evidently, you did.
I don't remember buying it.
Nice one, Travis. Let's see. Number 70, rant about Hawaii.
I can't drive over there. That's good enough.
93.
You can't drive from here to us.
93. What favorite country?
So I would say America, but Bush is here. So
but
at the moment, I'll say Japan.
What's favorite country? What's favorite country? Favorite country is someone's most preferred country. That's what favorite
country.
Sawdust.
Country.
Eric Henry goes to sawdust again.
Number 37. What do you think of Ford Motor Company?
They're American. No one buys them. It looks
so
sad.
Random.
My girlfriend's online.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell her, ask her if she's talking to Justin. And Zan asked.
Okay.
Zan asked.
Alright, one more question.
To Justin. What's my TV provider?
What's you TV provider?
What's you TV provider?
Yeah.
I assume my dad, since he's the one who's paid the bills. Either that, or like Comcast or something, I don't know.
Alright, let's get some codes out there and
Comcast
wrap it up.
Pleasantville.
Okay.
Alright, my code. Now let's have another 10 minutes between my code and your code, Mark.
Alright, give me some more questions.
Alright,
my code is TheTeh asterisk question mark love.
How's it spelled?
All lowercase. Oh, love. LOVE.
Okay.
Colon. My space.
Space as in the space or SPASE?
That's for you guys to figure out.
That's impossible. No, you have to let them know what the code is.
All right. Space is in, like, space.
Like space bar?
God damn it. Left parenthesis, space, right parenthesis. No, not that kind of space.
Spelt out. S-P-A-C-E. Henry, stop talking Chinese.
The te asterisk question mark love colon. There's no space in that colon. My left parenthesis spelled out space right parenthesis.
And then that's it.
Favorite. Spelled FAVOURITE.
Alright, that's a pretty confusing.
Sorry, go back. Favorite. FAVOURYTE.
Alright, that's almost impossible, but we're gonna see if they can get it.
They won't.
Alright. Henry, are you there?
You guys don't hear things in the background, do you?
I kinda do.
Okay, I'm trying to block it out.
It's not audible, though. I can just hear something. I don't know what it is, though.
Alright, your girlfriend said no, Zan.
Ask her what she's doing.
Zan.
No.
Wait till the podcast is over.
What?
Number 54, Henry. Do you think of Sony copying Xbox 360 Chrome?
I think of it, sure.
Number 77, where is EA located?
Let me go find out right now.
You see the crap we had to put up with for freaking 20 minutes?
I assume America. I wrote EA and got the Babylonian God.
What was that?
The internet
just
like gone to Babylon, God.
It just like skipped a couple times.
I typed EA and got the Babylonian God of Primordial Wars.
Here's what we just heard, Henry. EA
got the bad luck.
It skipped for a second.
Attack. EA's in California.
And
your girlfriend's doing nothing with 3Gs.
Alright, last question, Henry. What's your favorite war game?
War game?
Yep.
Star Wars?
Okay.
No, Medios. Medios, yeah.
If you want to call Medios a war game, then there it is.
Yeah.
Alright.
Give me some more questions so there's more gap time.
Alright, two more.
Also, I was bored, so, you know, I kind of had nothing to do.
Two more. 96. Flame Henry.
I can't do that. It would hurt.
At number 95, favorite TV Chanel.
Chanel. It's a hard one.
Or Chanel. Like, not channel, but Chanel.
That's a hard one. Line.
Line?
Yeah.
Me and Zan said Chanel, because it's like trying to pick your favorite thing out of one thing.
Well, I use Line to play video games, so.
Alright, and
it's not really a channel.
Let's wrap it up with my code.
What time are we on the recording?
What?
What time are we on the recording?
Hour and 26 minutes.
Okay, so
we should end it in just a minute. Alright, here's my code. Capital Q, lowercase x, 5, 8, 9, 2, 4, 0, capital S, lowercase d, capital F, lowercase f, 2, at symbol, lowercase v. There it is. Everybody got that? That's it. Should we start wrapping up the podcast?
Yep. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Good night. That fast?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's already 126 minutes long. I doubt anyone listened to the whole thing.
Of course people listened to the whole thing.
Where's the yellow ribbon?
The what?
The yellow ribbon.
What do you mean the yellow ribbon?
Wrap up the podcast.
Oh, you want to physically wrap it up?
Yeah.
Oh. No. Do you have any closing comments, Henry?
I'm listening to Jesus Island of the Katamari Damacy soundtrack.
That's pretty good.
I really have nothing better to do right now.
That's your closing comment?
I was waiting a long time for you guys to call me, so.
Yeah, the 100 questions took like 20 minutes.
I'm kind of disappointed at like the lack of nothing to do.
Whatever.
The lack of things to do, sorry.
It's not our least content podcast. We can put it that way.
It's our second
loose
content.
All right. And, that...
Oh, well, I guess.
That should be it. All right?
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening.
All right, hopefully we'll get some, recorded videos for all of you or something.
I will have that in about a week and a half. When I get my new laptop, I'll have a new video encoder.
We need to get together and start working on that 0.5 episode.
We can do it in about a week and a half.
Yeah.
And I'll have my video encoder on the go, so I can do it at any house.
Cool. Awesome. You guys have to come here.
It'll be my laptop, so I can be anywhere.
Actually, no. We kind of have to, like, go somewhere else. Maybe, like,
Zan's house.
Do you have air conditioning in your room?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, probably your house.
Speaking of air conditioning in my room, I'm going to go home tonight. You know what, Mark? I realize that today is not a bad day. So, if you noticed, everyone, I was in a crappy-ass mood the entire podcast. Does anyone notice?
Probably because you're Digimon, right?
That's right. But I realized that even if I do get Numemon, I can still get Monzimon. And you know what? I have a girlfriend. I'm getting laid. Who cares about my Digimon? It's a little yellow box with a digital monster in it.
That you pay $20 for.
I don't care. I can always press... See that little button right there? I could press that at any time and make myself happy again. And not to mention the fact that... What's today? Wednesday?
Yep.
I'm not really getting laid, Mom. In case you're listening. But if I were...
Not to mention that...
if I were, I'd probably be getting laid Saturday. And that would make my whole world better.
What? And not only that.
All right, then.
But it's dinner time. It's dinner time. It's dinner time. Dude, I love dinner.
We just had lunch like an hour and a half
ago. But now it's time to eat some more because I'm hungry.
Are you kidding?
And not only that, when I get home, when I get home, I can go to, I can get in my room, which is air conditioned, play Time Crisis, and go to sleep.
Hey, can you guys bring me some food?
Today was amazing. Yes, Henry, I will bring you some pizza. Okay, Mark, is that all right?
Fine.
Some pizza.
Today was amazing. And last night, I had a hot date with my girlfriend. It was her birthday. Everyone say happy birthday to Jen. Happy birthday, Jen!
Yo, birthday.
Wait, actually, I can type that.
Yeah, you can tell her happy birthday, Henry. Right. So anyway, everyone, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was in a crappy mood because of my Digimon. But truth time, I love you all, and we hope that next week we will have some more content and a better podcast for our listeners.
How about this? We had Zan singing us out last episode, so how about Henry sings us out this episode?
That's what you're saying, Henry.
And I'll do next episode.
I don't sing.
All right, well, then yes, I'll substitute for Henry.
No. We have to have Henry sing this episode out, and I'll do the next one. Agreed?
All right. But you guys probably won't understand me.
All right, okay. Sing for about 25 seconds.
25 seconds?
Okay.
How are we going to measure that?
Go ahead.
About.
All right, okay. Let me think of something really quick.
If you want, you can just talk in Chinese instead.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to sing in Chinese.
Okay, go ahead.
Faster.
Hello. Alright, I'm done.